Today's daf is Vachim Daf Hey, and we are at the first wide line on the bottom of Daf Dalid Amid Beis Ashkechon Shlom. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu Bnei Yisrael and the Sunim Batzar of Ashifya. So we're still Be'ezus Hashem at the very, very, very beginning of Masechtes Vachim. We're learning the first sugya of the Masechta, the first sugya of Seder Kachin, which is the halacha of Lishma by Kachin. We saw that the halacha begins with a Mishnah, L'kamon daf mem vav amid beis, that says, L'shem shisha dvarim hazevach nizbach, L'shem zoveach, L'shem zevach, L'shem ishim, L'shem Hashem, L'shem reach, L'shem nichayach. In the event that the carbon is a chatos or an asham, you also have to have a machshava of L'shem chet. Stating that, not all of the lishmas were created equally. As it relates to the latter four, there's a mitzvah min hamufchar to have the machshava of lishma. But in the event that the kohen did not have the machshava of lishma, even if he had some sort of machshava of shaloi lishma, it would be okay. It wouldn't impact the carbon in any way, shape, or form. However, as it relates to the first two of the six, L'shem Zevach and L'shem Zeveach, what the Gemara refers to as Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Bailam. There the halacha is that in the event that the Kohen would have a machshava Shaloi L'shma, it would mess up the carbon. How badly would the carbon be impacted? Well, it depends on what type of carbon the Kohen was bringing. Truth is, there's four shittas in the Mishnah, Daf Beis Amud Aleph, in terms of how exactly this halacha plays itself out. The Ikur Shita is the Shita of the Tanakama. It's the Shita that the Rambam paskins, and that is Kol HaZvachim, as it relates to all different types of karbonis. Shenizbechu Shaloi L'shman, if the Shechita or any one of the other Dalar Avodis Shabedam were done Shaloi L'shma, the halacha is Ksherim, the carbon would be kosher. However, the Bailim who's bringing this carbon, for whatever reason he's bringing it, would not be able to check off his box and say, done, I don't need this on my to-do list anymore. I was chayv chatos, I brought my chatos. I was chayv oil, I brought my oil. I was chayv shlom, I brought my shlom. So the carbon itself would be kosher. However, it wouldn't be alu l'bayim l'shem chayv. Now, if it's not alu l'bayim l'shem chayv, what does it mean that it's kosher? So Rashi says it means three things. Number one, just because the shechita, let's say, was done shaloi l'shma, doesn't mean you can't do the zrika. The dam is kosher dam. It could be put on the mizbeach. The emurim are kosher. You could be makted them on the mizbeach. The basar is kosher. You could eat the basar. In terms of satisfying the obligation of this carbon, that's not something that would be able to be done. Now, that's true for Kol HaZvachim with two exceptions, the Pesach and the Chatas. As it relates to the Pesach and the Chatas, there the halach is Shaloi L'shma is not going to be kosher, Elo Shaloi Alu L'Bailim L'Shem Chayva. Rather, it's going to be Pasul, and obviously, it's going to be Loi Alu L'Bailim L'Shem Chayva. Now, as it relates to yesterday's daf, the Gemara got into the Limudim, right? Ruba de Ruba, Ben Benoy Shal Ruba of Seder Kachem is predicated on Gzeres HaKosos. It's predicated on Limudim. So as it relates to the halachas of Lishma, the halachas are based on Limudim. And in yesterday's daf, the Gemara introduced the basic makar to Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Bailim, respectively. Now, it's interesting, the Gemara did not mention a word about the other four machshavas of Lishma that the Kohen has to have. I am Toisvis in the Sugya. But what the Gemara does address is, how do you know that there's something called Shinui Kodesh? How do you know there's something called Shinui Bailim? And really, the sikkum of yesterday's daf was, we learn it from the parsha of Shlomim. Now, we're in the parish of Shlomim. Do you see Shinui Kodesh? Where do you see Shinui Bailim? Where do you see it regarding Shechita and Kabbalah and Eilach and Zrika? So to say that, we would have to chazu yesterday's daf, which we're not going to do. But really, yesterday's daf, Mitchilas Adaf, Atzoif Adaf, was Minolon, the Be'in and Zichel Shva, etc., etc., etc. And really, the one word answer to the Makar to all this is the carbon shlomos. What's the kasha that the Gemara is going to ask? And that's really where we're going to begin today's daf. It's very nice. He found the makar by a shlomim to the idea of Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Bailim. So, faith the Gemara, Ashkechon shlomim, Sharkel Kachem Inolon. How do you know that when it comes to an oil and a chatas and a pesach and a bechar and a maiser and all the other karbonis, they also have a locha of lishma? Says the one, Chitim, and you'll tell me Nelef Mishlomim. What do you mean? If you find that shlomim, which is a carbon and requires avodas adam, the Torah said that you have to make sure that you don't mess up on bundle lishma. You can't have a shinui kodesh, you can't have a shinui bailim. So it makes perfect sense that all the other karbanos should be learned out from shlomim as well, right? Meaning, shlomim is a karban, it has avodas adam, you have to make sure you don't mess up on the lishma, so why would you think other karbanos are different? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Because malish shlomim, shlomim is unique. She came to unan semicha. If somebody brought a karban shlomim, before the karban was brought, he had to do semicha on the shlomim. Unesachim, additionally, when the shlomim was brought, there were nesachim, there was a wine libation that was poured on the mizbeach together with the karban. Utnufas chaza v'shaik. Additionally, the chaza and the shaik, two of the body parts of the animal, were taken by the Kohen and the Bailim, and they had a special mitzvah to do tenufa. Now, this is unique to shlomim in that shlomim requires smicha, nesachin, and tenufas chazav shak. Now, if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says shlomim is not the only carbon that requires smicha. Shlomim is not the only carbon that requires nesachin. Shlomim is the only carbon that requires tenufas chazav v'shaik. Shlomim is also the only carbon that requires smicha nesachim and tenufas chazav v'shaik. So really, when the Gemara says malish shlomim shekein tunin smicha nesachim and tenufas chazav v'shaik, it's not three things that you find by shlomim that you don't find by other karbanos. But this chibur of these three things, that it would require smicha and nesachim and tenufas chazav v'shaik, that's something you only have by the shlomim. And being that you only have it by the shlomim, you see the shlomim on some level is treated differently than all the other karbanos. So you're going to tell me that if it's true by shlomim that there's a halacha of shinu kodesh, shinu bailim that would make the carbon problematic, well, that should be true by shar karbanos mechatesi. You find shlomim needs smicha nesachim tufas chazav v'shaik, and no one ever had this einfal that maybe it should be true for shar karbanos. It's not true for shar karbanos. It's true only for shlomim. So you say meris the shlomim is unique. So if the shlomim is unique, maybe it's unique with regards to shinu kodesh and shinu bailim as well. So the Gemara says, you're right. You can't learn straight up the laws of shaloi lishma from a shlomim elo amakra. You have to say it's learned out from a hekesh. We need a real limud. The pasuk says, zoysa toira lo'ila lemincha. So this is a pasuk that lumps together a lot of karbanos, right? Not all the karbanos, but a lot. You have the oila, the mincha, the chatas, the asham. You have the zevach hashlamim. Even have the miluim. What were the miluim? So the miluim were the karbanos that were brought during the shivas yemei hamiluim. But either way, yikish and hakasav l'shlamim. In this pasuk, you have a hekish, right? There's a juxtaposition between shar karbanos and the shlamim. And we dash mashlamim bein shinu kadosh bein shinu bailim bein lishma. Just like when it comes to a shlamim, this halach of lishma by shinu kadosh and shinu bailim. Af kol bein shinu kadosh bein shinu. So too, when it comes to shar karbanos, you're going to have the same halacha. Are you going to tell me malish shlomim shekein tunin smichu nesachim betnufas chazav v'shaik? Well, if you have a hekish, we know the rule is ein meshivan ala hekish, and it's for that reason the kasha is not going to be a kasha. So really, now that we understand the makar a little bit better, the ikar din of shinu kodesh and shinu bailim state by in carbon, velcha carbon, the carbon shlomim. How do I learn shar karbanos from a shlomim? I know it from a hekesh. Isn't there a svara to say that maybe the shlomim, because of the chumrah that it has, its tunas smicha nesachim tunas chazav v'shaik, should be different? 1,000%. It's an amazing kasha. 1,000% stating that once the makar, Tishtelzu shar kabanas to the shlomim is a hekish. Al zen nemar ein meshivin ala hekish. But the Gemara asks another kasha. Ein mahecha de shachat ushloi lishmat lifsalu. So we know there's a din of shinu kodesh and shinu bailam. We know it's true by shlomim, and once we know it's true by shlomim, we know it's going to be true by shar kabanas as well. But what was the halacha of the Mishnah? The halacha of the Mishnah was kol azvachim shenizbuchu shloi lishman ksheir. Faith the Gemara, I don't understand. To the extent that you're going to tell me there's a din of lishma, and shaloi lishma creates problems, you have limudim, so mehecha tesi it should be kosher. You would think it should be possible. So why is it ksherim elishalei alu labaylam l'shem chayva l'chayra shouldn't it be possible? Now Tosfos, the bottom Tosfos on the Yomid, asks a pashta kasha, if you're holding in kachim a little bit, and that is one of the basic tenets of kachim is shina hakosav la'akiv. Whenever the Torah says something one time in kachim, it means it's l'chadchila. If I tell it to you twice, you better do it. It's ma'akiv. It's what's known as b'kachim shina kosav la'akiv. So Tosfos jumps and Tosfos says, I don't understand the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara's kasha is that What do you mean? If the Torah were to say it twice, so you would say Shina Kasav Lahakiv. But if you make a Sikum, Yechazud Avdalad, the Gemara only had one Makar. If the Gemara only had one Makar, so you don't have a Shina Kasav Lahakiv. I care, you have that the Torah said it one time, if the Torah said it one time, all it should be is Lechatchilo. So Taisus struggles a little bit. Ayin Sham, it's a real Pshat Tava de Gitaisus. But either way, that's the Gemara's Kasha. Why don't we say that in the event that there was a Machshava Shloi Lishma, it should be possible? Who said anything about Kosher Elosh Lay? The Gemara says it's learned out from a pasuk. The pasuk says, "Moitzos vasecha tishmar, va'asiso kasher nadarta l'Hashem alekecha nedava asher dibarta beficha." So the pasuk starts off and says that if somebody makes a neder, "Moitzos vasecha tishmar," make sure you observe that neder. Va'asiso kasher nadarta, you should do exactly what you pledged you were going to do. And then all of a sudden the pasuk pivots and says, "Nedava asher dibarta beficha," you should do the nedava that you said you were going to do. So 1 second, did this person make a neder or did he make a nedava? Right, this is one story. This is one narrative over here. "Moitzos vasecha tishmar." And then, oh, you should do the nedavah. Did he make a neder? Did he make a nedav? And we know a neder and a nedav is not the same thing. Neder is arei olai, nedav is arei zu, with a whole different shulchan aruch. So, feit the gemara, hay nedav a neder hu elu. You know what the pasuk is coming to say? Im kemosh nedarto sisi neder. If somebody makes a neder and he's mekayim the neder, meaning moitzos vosecho tishmor vos iso kach nedav tashem alikecho, you do exactly what you said you were going to do, right? That's the taich of moitzos vosecho tishmor. Then enochinami, you're going to have the neder that you said you were going to make. The im lav, but if you deviated and you didn't do exactly what you said you were going to do, then you can't fulfill your chi of neder with this carbon that you brought. Okay, so what is it? Yehei nedava. It's going to end up being a nedava. Now, Chazal understood, it's nowhere mefurish in the pasuk, but Chazal understood that when the pasuk is saying that if somebody makes a neder, somebody pledges to do something and he doesn't do exactly what he pledged to do, so then the chiyuv that he had upon himself is not fulfilled. But at the same time, the carbon does have some chashivos. It's considered a nedava. It's talking about when the thing he didn't do was the carbon was brought to Lo Lishma. And essentially, what's the Torah saying? What the Torah is saying is that in the event that somebody brings a carbon, Shel Lo Lishma, it's going to be a nedava. If it's going to be a nedava, so you say meres, it's going to be kosher. So what's the Gemara's kasha? We have a makar, Tashina Kadashina Bailim, Eim Hecha the Shachlu Shlo Lishma Lifslu. The Torah says, I have a Mefurish Apostic that says that the Im Lav, if you didn't do Kamoshan Odarta, which we're understanding means you didn't bring the carbon with the proper machshavas of lishma, yehei nedava, it's going to end up being a nedava, and nedava is kosher. That's how you know it's going to be kosher, says the Gemara. Ve'itzterich moitzes vasecha, ve'itzterich zoyis ha-teir. So really we have two limudim that were lumped together here to teach us the halacha of the Mishnah. Kol hazvachas nizbuchu shaloi lishman ksherim, ele shaloi alu l'bayi l'mashem chayva. I had the Pasik of Moitzes Vasecha Tishmar, and I had the Hekish of Zoy Sater. Again, right? It's Kedai, just to get this last part of the Cheshbon. Because the Iker Halach of Shina Kodesh Shina Bailam, that was Limudim that you have in the parish of Shlom. The Kasha was, how do you know it for Shar Karbonas? The Teret says, we have a Hekish, Zoy Sater. Okay, how do you know that it's Kasha B'diyevet? The Teret says, I have Moitzes Vasecha Tishmar. Neder, nedav. Says the Gemara, why do I need the limud of Moitzes Vasecha Tishmar and the limud of Zoy Satera? L'chayra, shouldn't one of those limudin have been enough? Now, the way Rashi explains the Gemara's kasha, why did the Gemara bring the Hekish of Zoy Satera? The Gemara brought the Hekish of Zoy Satera to teach me that the halacha of Lishma is not only true by a shlomim, it's true by Shar Kabanos as well. L'chayra, Moitzes Vasecha Tishmar should teach me that as well. Because Moitzes Sechatishma is not talking about a shlomim per se. And afilu hachi, the Torah is talking about it in Lishma. Because it's saying that if you didn't do what you were supposed to do, it's going to end up being a nedava. And what does it mean you didn't do what you're supposed to do, you didn't bring a Lishma? So l'chura, I have in Moitzes Vasechatishma, b'chlal masayim mona, I have it in Lishma. If Moitzes Vasechatishma is telling me that when you bring a carbon shaloi Lishma, it's kashav alayalu, so vashteit oichit in Moitzes Vasechatishma, that is it in Lishma. So really, the way Rashi explains the kasha is that why do I need then the hekish of Zoy Satayra? So the Gemara says, v'itzrich moitzes vasech, v'itzrich Zoy Satayra, dikas v'chmanu moitzes, had I only had the drosh of moitzes vasech, v'li yodav v'mai, I wouldn't know that the pasuk is talking about Shalai Lishma. Because as we mentioned, even though we're teaching that moitzes vasech tishmar Neder Nadav is talking about where you had a machshava shloig lishma, but the pasuk doesn't say a word about lishma shloig lishma. The pasuk is saying that if you do what you're supposed to do, then it's going to be a neder. Vim lav, it's going to be a nadav. I don't know, maybe doing what you're supposed to and not doing what you're supposed to do is something completely different. Mechetesi, it's talking about shloig lishma. Kas rachman ozay satayra. That's why I need zaysatayra to know that there's a din of lishma not only by shlomim b'shar karbonis. I can't use moitzav sasech as a primary source for that. Yet, kas rachman ozay satayra. I only had zaysatayra. That's easy. Have a mina, I would have thought lifsu. I would have thought it should be possible. That was the Gemara's kasha. That's why we need moitzav v'sasech. So here's the bottom line. If somebody asks you today, this second, before we go weiter, what is the makar to the first halach of the Mishnah? And again, it means not all shisha dvarim. It means l'shem zevach, l'shem zevach, it means shinu kodesh and shinu bailam. The answer is there's limudim in the parasha of Shlomim. Oh, a bunch of convoluted limudim, but in the parasha of Shlomim, we know shinu kodesh, we know shinu bailam. Ah, maybe it's only by Shlomim. How do you know by char karbonis? And don't tell me you can learn it from Shlomim, because Shlomim is unique, nesachim. You find smicha, tuvas chaz v'shoik, teretz is a hekesh. And because of hekesh, I know b'shar kabonis. Shouldn't it then be possible? When you come up with kashav aleyalu, the teretz is, moises v'secha tishma, zok digmar vaita. Rami Reish Lakish al moyoyi be midrasha. So Reish Lakish was once lying on his stomach in Beis Medrash. If you take a look at Rashi, four lines from the top, Rashi says this really happened. This is literal. It's not figuratively speaking. Sheichev al bitnoi, he was literally lying on his stomach, ton of klapi karka, with his face down to the ground. Umakshi. So the visual is almost hard to fathom. But either way, this is what Reish Lakish is doing, and he's bombing away. Afrei kashes, right? So in the beginning of the Masechta, on Beis Amid Beis, the Gemara said, Ravina met Rapop, and he told him, it's a chaval that you weren't in Bei Charmach Ba'urta. The Rami Ravi Midli Ma'al Yisra Adadi Vishanilu, because Ravi was firing away. He was asking, Geshmak Asterius, Midli Ma'al Yisra Adadi Vishanilu. And that was like the first big sugya here in the Shalei Lishma part of the Masechta. Well, here we have almost Me'inyin Le'inyin Ba'isa'inyin with Reish Lakish is lying on his stomach, and he too is firing away. And he was firing away on the first halach of the Masechta. And Reish Lakish was pondering, he said, it doesn't make any sense to him. He said, "Im ksheirim heim, if the carbon is kashin yiratzu, then it should be miratzu. Then ain't miratzin, and if it's loy alu l'bayim l'shem chayv, then why is it being brought?" Reish Lakish wasn't asking anything fancy. Reish Lakish said, I just don't understand this dichotomy. What does it mean that the carbon is kosher, but it's le'alu l'bayim l'shem chayva? Reish Lakish said, memanav shach. If it's kosher, it should be alu l'bayim l'shem chayva, and if it's le'alu l'bayim l'shem chayva, it should be pasul. See, he's asking me svara, right? Just to understand Pasha, what he's saying. He's coming from a Mamanav Shach perspective. He doesn't understand where this Shpalt is coming from. Now Rashi speaks out what I think is Kedai to mention right away, and that is, I don't know, we just said it's not a Svara, we just said there's a Pasuk. Moises Vasecha Tishmar, Vasisa Kasha Nadarta, Vigoymer Nadar, right? So it's based on a Pasuk. Says Rashi, Enochinami, Reish Lakish doesn't know the Pasuk. Now, we'll see at the end of Reish Lakish's dramatic exchange, Reish Lakish is going to say, oh, the Makar must be the Pasuk. So Reish Lakish does know the Pasuk. Yeah, but at this point, the Gemara doesn't know the Pasuk. So really, again, we're giving it away here. Spoiler alert, Reish Lakish is going to end up saying that Enochinami, it's not a Musi Hatoli Besvara. It's something that's learned out from a drasha that we already know about. So we're not so impressed when we see this kasha. What do you mean? I mean, this is the whole beginning part of the daf, but in real time, Reish Lakish is not aware of this. But either way, Reish Lakish, again, doesn't chap this Maman of Shach. He says, "Im sheirim hem yirat, hem yirat salam abayim." So the Gemara says, Rabbi Lazar was there. Amalei Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Lazar told Reish Lakish. Now we know Reish Lakish was the Talmud Moviga Rabbi Yechon, right? Pasha, if somebody asks, who is Reish? Rabbi Yechon's biggest Talmud is Reish Lakish. Second biggest Talmud is also easy. It's Rabbi Lazar. Ayin, Hasaych, Hasapayalim. Not for now. So Rabbi Lazar was there, and he told him, "Shlokish, I don't know what's bothering you so much. Motzino bebon lachamisa shen kshein ve'meratzin. Isn't there an idea that if someone's mafresh a carbon and then the person dies, so the yarshin could have a din to bring the carbon, and when they're going to bring the carbon, obviously no one is getting a ritzu from this carbon. Why? The yarshin are not getting a ritzu. It wasn't their carbon. And the person that died is not getting a ritzoy because in kapara lemeisim, which is a din in kachim, by the way, in kapara lemeisim, even though there is a concept of kapara lemeisim, we do things as a schus for ilui neshama for a mace, but in kachim, when it comes to karbanos, in kapara lemeisim. So really, any time that a carbon is brought after the bala carbon died, you have this musig where the carbon is being brought, which means it's kosher, because what is the definition of kosher? Rashi in the beginning of the Masechta. You're doing the zrika, you're doing the aktari, eating the basar, but at the same time, it's not being miratza. Why is it not being miratza? Because there's no one to be miratza for. So again, you're so muching over here. I never heard of such a spout of kashavli alul bain l'shem chayva. What do you mean? Every single carbon that's brought lachamisa is like that. Now, the laws have brought a makar to this idea that a carbon can be brought lachamisa. What's a makar to Tanan? We learned in a Mishnah, isha shevye chatasa. So we're talking about an isha that's a yoyledes. And this yoyledes had to bring a chatas and an oiva. So the isha that brought her chatas, amazing, and then she died. So what would bring if she brought the chatas, and before she had a chance to bring the oiva, she dies. So the yoshin have it in to bring the oiva. So what would bring if she brought the oil and then she died before bringing the chatas? The yarshim don't bring the chatas. The reason the yarshim don't bring the chatas is because if this woman was obligated to bring a chatas and then she died, it's what's known as a chatas shemesu baleo. Chatas shemesu baleo is one of the chamesh chatois hamesois, and the chamesh chatois hamesois are that they're lemisa asa, right? That's what it means, the chamesh chatois hamesois. Now, what's the halach of chamesh chatois hamesois? So, for those holding in the Daf Yomi Machse, this is something that featured prominently in Masechta Sairis, which was all the sugyas of the carbon chatas. But there's a halach of lemoish mesinai, there's five types of chatois, where the halach is lemisa asa. That's the rule. These chatois are lemisa asa. One of the chamesh chatois hamesois are if someone's matash a chatos and then he dies. So the halacha is if it's mesu baleo, now the carbon itself is going to be lemisa. So in the event that the isha brought her chatos and then she died before she had a chance to bring the oila, yaviu yarshin I lost it. The yarshin might bring the oila. If she brought the oila and she died before she had a chance to bring the chatos, so now it's a chatos shemesu baleo. The oila, this is the balas chatos, and now she died. So you're not going to be there. But what's the bottom line? The bottom line is that if she brought the chatas and didn't bring the oila, the yarshim are going to bring the oila. So if the yarshim are going to bring the oila, you see there's a concept that you can bring a carbon even though no one's getting ritzoy. And again, the yarshim are not getting ritzoy for this carbon yoyledes because they didn't have the baby. And the yoyledes herself died already. And ain't kapara lemesim. So Rabbi Laza turns to Reish Lakish. He says, Reish Lakish, what's bothering you so much? Right? He's lying on his stomach. He's makchi, ponov, klape, karka. So you never heard of such a thing? This is like the first time in your life you heard of such a concept where a carbon's going to be kosher, but it's not going to toy for ritzoy. When the yarshim bring the oil in that mishnah by the yoyledes, the same exact thing is happening. You have a carbon that's kosher, there's no ritzoy. So the Gemara says, Amalei Reish Lakish told Rabbi Elazar, my dina l'chaba oilu da'asik l'achamisa. I was not asking from oil because I know an oil can be brought l'achamisa. So there's a precedent already to this concept of kosher v'loy olu, and as a result, let it be true when it comes to a shalei l'shma also. You know what? I was asking from Asham. The loy asi la'achamisa, an asham which you can't bring la'achamisa, milala, and how do you know that it's going to be kosher? Just explain this a little bit better. What Reish Lakish responded to Rabbi Elazar was that, enochinami, I know there's a precedent for an idea of kosher v'lei olu l'bayin l'shem chayva. I know it's true by noila. And by the way, it's not only true by noila. It's true by a shlamim. It's true by a lot of karbanis. And any karban where it's true that the halach is you can bring a lachamisa, I have no problem with kashavalei olu l'bayilam l'shem chayfa. I only have a problem with a karban that you don't find could be brought lachamisa. If you don't find it could be brought lachamisa, that means that what? That means that you don't have a press. And if you don't have a press, mechatesa, this is the way it should be. By shaloi l'shma as well. Now, what's a carbon that can't be brought lachamisa? This too. We just mentioned the chatas. The chatas can't be brought lachamisa because the din is lemisa asl. It's one of the chamish chatois hamesis. The other carbon that can't be brought lachamisa is the asham. And that's based on another halacha l'moshe misinai, which states that any time you have a chatas that's lemisa asla, what you do with the asham is you have to give it over to the shepherd. The shepherd lets it graze in the field until it develops a blemish, a mum that wouldn't allow it to be put on the mizbech. Once it develops that blemish, now it's what's known as psulei hamikdashim. It loses its status of kedushas agof. Now it only has kedushas damim. Now you have the ability to redeem it. You can be paid it. You transfer the kedusha onto money. This animal now goes lechulin almost, and you take the money. You buy an oila and you use the oila to kitz on mizbech. You use it as a carbon tzibur to put basar, flesh on the Mizbeach during times when the Mizbeach is just sitting idly and there's nothing really going on. But here's the bottom line. Just like a chatas can't be pro lachamisa, the ashram also can't be pro lachamisa. So essentially what Rish Lakish is saying is that any karmi that can be pro lachamisa, I know there's a precedent. There's already a concept of kashavali olubayim l'shem chayfa. But the Mishnah says kolas vachim. And included in kolas vachim is even the ashram. And the ashram I know can't be pro lachamisa. Now why is Rish Lakish only asking from the ashram? Why is he not asking from the chatas? The ashram can't be brought lachamisa. The chatas can't be brought lachamisa. So Rish Lakish says, "No, I know all the ones that can be brought lachamisa is not shvet. It's just the ashram which can't be brought lachamisa. The chatas also. What's the answer? It's a klotz kasha because the chatas is pasul. And a chinami, the kasha is only from the ashram because the ashram is one of the two karbanas that can't be brought lachamisa. Yet it's kosh v'layalu. So there's no precedent. If there's no precedent, samin alon. What's going on over here? Now in the briskish shiurim, they mutcha very much with the gemara's kasha. They bring it from Aron HaGriz because they say that the briskerov couldn't understand." Pashup Shana in the Gemara. Meaning, once you see there's a concept of Kashavali Olu Bayim Shem Chayv by an Oilu and by a Shlomim, Mechatesis shouldn't be true by an Asham. Now, you're going to tell me because I never found it anywhere by an Asham. Okay, why didn't you find it by an Asham? Because an Asham can't be brought Lachamisa. Why can't an Asham be brought Lachamisa? It's based on a Hilchasa. Kashav Achatas Mesa, Ba'asham Yeira'e. Okay. But if you don't have that hilchasa, why in the world should the asham be different than the oil and the shlamim? There's no svarach itzoyna to say that it should be different. You rather don't find it anyway. What's Rish Lakish's taina? By oil, I found it. By a shlamim, I found it. V'chule. I never found it by an asham. You have to find it by an asham. You have to find the heftza, the principle. Meaning, is there a concept of bringing a carbon that's like all by Moshe Mechavi? The answer is yes. Where do you see it? You see from a carbon that's brought lachamisa. I an asham can't be brought lachamisa. It's because of a technical problem. Sorry. But either way, that's Rish Lakish's kasha. Rish Lakish's kasha was asham. He said, I know oila. I know that mishten kinim. I have no problem with that. The problem is, how do you know an asham amalei? So Rav Elazar told Rish Lakish, oh, what's bothering you is asham? If asham is bothering you, learn the Mishnah Nachamal. Amalei, harei machluk techa betzidai. Oh, very good. I think you have a Tana de Messiah in the Mishnah. Who's the Tana Messiah Elach? The second of the four Shittas. Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Leizer said in the Mishnah, Afa Asham, that it's not only the Chatas and the Pesach that are going to be Pasul, the Asham is also going to be Pasul. What's Pshan and Rabbi Yitzchak? Oh, Geshmak. Pshan and Rabbi Yitzchak probably is. Mamish, your Tana. Because Koshevalei Olu needs a precedent. Where's the precedent? It's in Lachamisa. Asham is not by Lachamisa. Fakek. That's why Asham is going to be Pasul. So Rabbi Lazar told Rish Lakish, I think you're Mechavin to Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah. He's saying very good. So Rish Lakish is trying to understand the Shita of the Tanakama. And Rabbi Lazar comes to Rish Lakish and he tells him, you're saying very good. You're Mamish Mechavin. She's Rabbi Eliezer. Rish Lakish did not like Rabbi Lazar's response. Omar, he said, Zeus Shimon Olav Adam Gadolu. He said, this is who they say about him. I've heard good things about you, Rabbi Lazar. I don't know. You're the person they say is an Adam Gadol. Kamina ano Mishnah Shleima. Ich zog a fartige Mishnah. I'm coming from the Tanakam, right? Tanakam is the Mishnah Shleima. That Amrit Li Rabbi Eliezer, and you're telling me Rabbi Eliezer, who's Shamuti, by the way, right? Elo Amrei Shlokish. So Shlokish said that he saw he wasn't getting anywhere with Rabbi Laza, with the Shakla Vatayrus. He said, Eftach ano Pischel and Afshoy. It's pretty sharp, by the way. He said, I'm going to come up with my own teretz. I see no one's helping me. It says, Moitzas Vasecha Vigoymer. Hey, Nedava Nederhu Vichulu Kedile Il. Like we said earlier, must be this is based on a Makar. What's the Makar? Moitzu Sasecha Tishma Vzizagacha Nadarta Nedava. And how did this carbon go from being a neder to a neder? Must be it was because of a machshava shloi l'shma. The territory Rish Lakish is saying enochinami. This is poshut exeris hakasov. And because exeris hakasov, seim hashiva al exeris hakasov. That's for sure. And as a result, this is the way it is going to be. So the Gemara from here, really knee deep into tomorrow's daf, is going to bring Amoraim's discussion and analysis over this Maisa Shahaya Kachaya in Bismedish that happened with Rish Lakish Rabbi Lazar. So again, the context is uncharacteristically dramatic, where Rish Lakish is lying on his stomach, his face is down to the ground, and he's asking on the first Mishnah. He's not even asking anything fancy. He's saying, I just can't wrap my head around the concept where kolas vachin shenizbuch shleilushman ksherim elushlei olu labayin lom shem chayva. In Rish Lakish's world, it should be a mamon of shach. In Svar, I just don't understand. If it's kosher, so it should be olu labayin lom shem chayva. And if it's pasul, then it should be if it's loy olabayim l'shem chayv, it should be possible. What does it mean it's kosher loy olabayim l'shem chayv? And Rabbi Elazar tried helping him out, he tried telling him there's a precedent, that he didn't like it. And at the end of the day, he said, Eftach ano pischol nafshoi moitzes vasecha v'goymer kidele'il. Must be, this is all based on a pasuk. So again, the Gemara is going to bring Amiram, who sat down and they were analyzing this whole thing. Just one thing I think is worth mentioning, they speak to Sad and Cheer also, and that is when Rish Lakish analyzed the halacha of the Mishnah, he said, to me, there's two options. One option is it should be kosher va'alu l'baylam l'shem chayva. The other option is it should be pasul. I don't know what it means, kosher ela shalayom. Right? That's what he's not understanding. Right? Just to read his words again. Im ksherim hay, if it's kosher, then yiratzu. It should be 100% kosher. Then in miratzin, and if it's layalu, lamabayim, then it should be pasul. Right? That's essentially Rish Lakish's kash. It sounds like Rish Lakish has it said, it should be kosher va'alu l'baylam l'shem chayva. I mean, he would have no issue with that. He just doesn't know how you make the shpal. How could that be a legitimate tzad? Rish Lakish doesn't hold up daf dalet in Masechet Tzvachim. Right, we have mekayris to the halacha of Shina Kodesh and Shina Bayim. What are the mekayris? It says it by Shlomim, and there's a hekish zayis ha-tayra to teach me that it's not only true by Shlomim, it's going to be true by Shaka Banos as well. That means it's for sure a din of Shaloi L'shma. If there's for sure a din of Shaloi L'shma, and you're going to tell me it's kosher v'olu l'baylam l'shem chayva, then what is the din of L'shma? So, you have to say, and it's poshut, but you have to say that it would be a din l'chatchil b'am. That's what you would have to say. That even though the Torah went out of its way to tell me that there's a din of Shinu Kodesh and Shinu Bailin, all it is a din l'chatchil. And by the way, there's a precedent for there being a din l'chatchil. L'shem shisha dvar mazavach nizbach. And the other four of the machshavas of Lishma are merinish l'chatchil. They have zero impact. If somebody would bring a carbon, he wouldn't have in mind l'shem Hashem, l'shem Ishim, l'shem Reyach, l'shem Nichayach. It would be kosher v'alul l'bailam l'shem chayva. So Rish Lakish is saying that to me, let there be a din in the Torah that says that when you bring a zevach, it should be l'shem shlamim, and then when you do when you zayrik the dam, it should be l'shem shlamim. V'chulu v'chulu. But the chayrah could either be a din l'chatchilo. It's just mamish like a mitzvah and a mufcher, where if you didn't do it, it's going to be kashav olubayim l'shem chayva, or it should be mamish ma'akiv. Aishina kashav laga, that was place kashav. But it should be mamish ma'akiv, and it should be possible that it should be kashav. It's not just the din l'chatchilo, it's going to be kashav. Above layalu, you're putting something on the mizbeach, and there's no reason that's coming about as a result of it. That's something Rish Lakish said, I have zero of on it. Either way. So again, we said that now that Amiram are going to discuss Shitas Rish Lakish, it's really three discussions. If you do the sikum, we're going to see two of them right now. It's Hashem, the third one is going to be in tomorrow's app. Says the Gemara, Yosef, Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yosef, Abayu, Gabayu. So Rabbi Zeir and Yitzchak Abba were sitting, and Abayu was sitting with them. Now, why did the Gemara just say, Yosef, Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Abayu? Right? We're dividing the Chabur into two groups. It was Yosef, Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Yitzchak, Abba, the Yosef Abayu Gabayu. So we'll see, it's going to play itself out in the story. Because Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi, they're learning B'chavrusa Ke'ilu, and they're sitting there handling this sugya. And Abayu, he's the Shalom Eshev, he's the Shiva, I don't know, he's walking by, and he's going to chime in, he's going to overhear this conversation, and he's going to get a little bit involved. But again, Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi was sitting, and Abayu was also sitting. V'yas, V'vikra Amri, and Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi were handling this Maisa Shoy, Kachay, Rish Lakish, Rabbi Lazar, and they said, Kachay, the Rish Lakish, Ashim, he says, I don't understand. Rish Lakish said he doesn't understand the first halacha of the Mishnah. What does it mean? What does Rabbi Elazar tell him? What do you mean? Why is it different than any carbon that's brought lacha misa? What was Rish Lakish's response? I know a carbon that's brought lacha misa, but what about the asham? The asham is not brought lacha misa. Meaning, what was really bothering Rish Lakish at the end of the day? Asham. Kashalei the Rish Lakish asham, right? Toloi asi lacha misa. What was Rish Lakish's response? He said, I'm going to come up with my own teretz. Eftach ano pitzchul nafshoi. Moitzis vasecha tishmar. V'nosav la tamuda moitzis vasecha. What's the kasha? The pasuk of moitzis vasecha tishmar is talking about a neder, right? Neder nedava. It's talking about a karma that could be roped in neder nedava. So, Emo, why don't we say, abab in neder nedava laisi, v'loi lirtzi, that locha should be that any karma that's bop in neder nedava, there you should have that locha that it's kach v'loyalu. Aba asham, that's not bop in neder nedava, loi laisi klal, should not be able to be brought at all? Meaning, how was Reish Lakish able to be poshet Asham from Moitz Masecha Tishmar, which is clearly talking about a carbon that's brought Neder Ben Adava, when the Asham is not brought Neder Ben Adava? Now, just to be clear, there are certain carbonas that could be brought Neder Ben Adava. There are certain carbonas that cannot be brought Neder Ben Adava. Right? In the introduction to the Masechta, we mentioned that if you want to take all carbonas, you can divide them into two groups in different ways. Right? Carbon Yachid, carbon Tzibur. One of them is carbonas that are brought Neder Ben Adava, right? And then there's carbonas Chayva. Certain carbonas can be brought Neder Ben Adava. An Asham can't. An Asham can be brought if you're Chayav Asham. If you're not Chayav Asham, there's no idea of bringing an Asham simply because you want to bring an Asham. But being that the Pasuk Moisef Sech Tishma is talking about Karbanos that are being brought Neder Ben Adava, it can't mean Asham. So it can't be Asham. How could that Pasuk be the Makar for Asham being Kasha V'Loyal? Now, just read the words of the Amiram. The Amiram's Kasha was, Ema, even though there's a Pasuk of Moisef Sech Tishma, what we should say is that Abba Ben Neder Ben Adava Laisi V'Loyler, Tzi Enochinami, Abba Asham Loylaisi Klal. The din of Asham should be, it should be Pasuk. Amul Abayis, Abayis sitting there, Abayis said, no. There's no way that the Asham is going to be Pasul. Why not? Because Reish Lakish mehacha pasak. Because Reish Lakish, when his mind, he knew the following pasak. It says, V'shachat oisa l'chatas. And we learn from there, oisa l'shma k'sherish loy l'shma psula, hashar kachim shaloy l'shma k'shem. So we didn't get up to the chatas part of the sugya. We're going to have to get into the chatas. Is unique when it comes to shaloy l'shma. Because chatas and the pasak are both pasul shaloy l'shma. In the sugya of chatas, there's a drasha that says, V'shachat oisa l'chatas, that only the chatas has a din that shaloy l'shma is pasul, but shar kachim, such as the Asham or whatever, Shaloi Lishman is going to be Kasha. So really, Reish Lakish never had it sad. For real, we'll explain this better in a second, that the Asham should be Pasul, because he knew from Chatas that the Chatas is Pasul, but the Asham can't be Pasul. Okay, so if that's the case, there's really no tzad that the Asham should be Pasul. So what is the tzad? The tzad is that it should be Alul Abayil M'Shem Chayv. Again, Reish Lakish can be Soivel Deshpah. Either it should be Kashav Alu or it should be Pasul. But Reish Lakish knows, says Abai, really, Klapish Maya Galia, that it can't be Pasul. So what's his only Shaila? His only Shaila is that it should be Kashav Alu. So on that, he said, Yochel Yeratzu Talmud Loimar. He said, Eftach Hanah Pischel Enaf Shoy, Moitzis Fasecha. And being that Moitzis Fasecha, that teaches me that at the very least, it's going to be Kashav. Albeit, so Abaye tells Namayroim that you're telling me that maybe, even though it says Moisef Sasecha, that should only be true for Shar Karbanos. It shouldn't be true for the Asham. What should be the din of the Asham? The din of the Asham should be that you shouldn't be able to bring it at all. Says Abaye, there was never a tzad that the Asham you shouldn't be able to bring at all, because the MS is says V'shachat Oysa, and as a result, for sure you're going to be able to bring the Asham. Okay, so then what is Reish Lakish's real Shaila? If he's not really entertaining of a Emes Oifen, that the Asham should be Pasul, because only the Chatas, not the Asham. So what is he suggesting? He's suggesting that why is it that it's Kashu V'Layalu, it should be Kashu V'Alu. And being that that's what he was entertaining, therefore he felt that he can prove from Moitzis Vasecha Tishmar, even though it's a Pasuk that's talking about a carbon that's Bab and Ned Ben Adava, it's not talking about an Asham. But at the same time, you see over there, Kasher Aber V'Loy Alu. So to the Asham, it's going to be Kasher V'Loy Alu. This is Abaya's response. But again, we're not finished. The Emo, but they told Abaya back, I understand. You didn't answer the Kasher. Because at the end of the day, whatever Ish Lakish Klapi Shmai is really trying to prove, he's proving from a Pasuk that Lachayra has no Sheiches to what he's trying to prove. Ein anid and demil arei. Because you could still argue above and edvin adava laisi v'loy lirtzi. Maybe something that's above and edvin adava dira the halach is it's kosher v'loy alu. But asham, but as it relates to the asham, artzuy nami lirtzi. Maybe it should be miratza. So again, let's just explain this a drop better. Abaya came, and Abaya said that even though Reish Lakish, when he was lying on his stomach, face down, and he's makshi, and he says, I don't know, I had two tzadim of what should be the halacha when it comes to a carbon that's brought Shaloi Lashma, specifically the Asham, right? That's really what he was zoning in on. Either it should be Kasheva Alu, or it should be Pasul. Says Abaya that Lefi HaEmes, Reish Lakish knew only one of those two tzadim were real tzadim. Now, if he knew only one of the two tzadim were real, then why did he mention a tzad that's fake, right? Why are you mentioning a tzad and a chakira that's not a real tzad? Because Reish Lakish's point is that Mamonav Shach, that's his point. He says, it makes no sense in the world of Kachim there should be something called Kasher Elish Loyal. There's two things that make sense. Kasher Va'alu or Pasul. Now, Bashar Kabanis that are brought Lachamisa, maybe. But Asham, which is not brought Lachamisa, there's only two choices. Now, you want to know Tachlis Geret, from those two choices, Which one of those two choices are reasonable? Grab the only one. Because there's no way in the world that the Asham is going to be possible, because I have a limit that the Chatas is possible as opposed to the Asham. So really, the only kasha that Rish Lakish is asking is, why is it kasha v'lo yalu? It should be kasha v'olu. What's bothering him is not that I think it should be kasha v'olu. That's not what's bothering. What's bothering him is the shpalt. And that's why he eretz feit stodim, even though one of the two stodim is not lamaisa, because he's coming mamon of shach. Now, grab it from the mamon of shach, technically speaking, based on a limit the Gemara is going to talk about later in the parak, I know only one of the two stodim are for real. But at the end of the day, what's bothering him is the mamon of shach. Lamaisa, which one of the two stodim is a real tzad? Only one tzad. Is that it should be kosher. And for that, he said, Moses sasecha tishma. But Amiram still told Abaya that I understand, how could you prove even that one tzad of kosher v'loy alu as opposed to kosher v'alu from Moitz v'sechat tishmar, because maybe a carbon that's bought b'nedav in adava, maybe over there the halach is kosher v'loy alu as opposed to an asham that's not bought b'nedav in adava, maybe over there it's going to be kosher v'alu. So the Gemara says, I'm Rabbaya. So Rabbaya answered to that. He said, you want to know Pshan Rish Lakish? How Rish Lakish was able to prove that the Asham is going to be kosher v'loy alu from the fact that karbonas that are brought b'nedav and adava are kosher v'loy alu? And he didn't say, maybe only those are kosher v'loy alu, but the Asham that's not brought b'nedav and adava, that's like azakula, and as a result, it's going to be kosher v'alu. The reason is, Asher the mirtzi loy matzis amrit kalvachayim v'miyadu. Because once I see that a carbon that's brought b'nedav and adava is kosher v'lo yalu, such as, what's an example of a carbon that's brought b'nedav and adava? What's the most obvious example is the oila. So once I know the oila is lo yalu, then l'chayra kal v'chaymer the asham. What's the kal v'chaymer? Because umma oila madachan oila she'ne mechaper se'ne meratza. Madachan oila that's not mechaper is not meratza. Asham she'mechaper didn't she'ne meratza. So the asham which is mechaper certainly shouldn't be able to be meratza. So enechinami, you're 100% right. You're right that the pasuk that Rish Lakish tells you is not a perfect sushta, because the pasuk is talking about an oila. It's talking about something that's bab and nedim and adava. But the asham is not bab and nedim and adava. But once I know by an oila, kal v'chaymer, I'll know by an asham. Because an oila has a kula. It's not mechape. And afilu hachi, what's the halacha? Afilu hachi, it's kosher v'lo yalu b'ayim l'shem chayim. So certainly an asham that is mechaper, which is stringency, for sure then, it's going to be kosher v'loy olu b'ayin l'shem chaymer. But the Gemara says, I don't know if you can learn asham kal v'chaymer from oila, because mala oila, I could always tell you, oila maybe is more chamer than an asham. You're assuming in this kal v'chaymer that the asham is more chamer than the oila. Maybe if I cared, what's the chumer that oila has? She can kalal, because the oila, all the basar of the carbon, oila is burnt on the mizbech. But every time in kachem you find that oila is more chamer than shar karbanas, this is the chumer. Mala oila she can kalal. But shlomim yechichu. Shlomim is also brought b'ned ben adava, which means shlomim is also included in that pasuk, and shlomim is not kalal. And by shlomim you see, it's kosher v'layalu, and it's not baal chet. So you would say kal v'chaymer then that the asham, which is baal chet, should be kosher v'layalu. Says the Gemara, no, malo shlomim. Shlomim also has a chumra. She came tuna nesachim at tuvas chaz v'shaik, like we saw in the beginning of the daf. It needs nesachim at tuvas chaz v'shaik. And by the way, the asham has no nesachim, and the asham also does not have tuvas chaz v'shaik. So maybe shlomim is more chumra than asham as well. Says the Gemara, oila teichach. You're going to tell me malo shlomim she came tuna nesachim with tuvas chaz v'shaik. An oila has the din of kosher v'layalu, and it doesn't require nesachim at tuvas chaz v'shaik. Now nesachim, yeah, but it doesn't require Tnufas Chaz V'Shaik, says the Gemara, but you can't learn it from Eila either. Why can't learn it from Eila? Because it's Kulay Kal. Okay, the Shlomim Yechich. Yeah, but you can't learn it from Shlomim, we just said. Because Shlomim requires it requires Nesach of Tnufas Chaz V'Shaik. I know, but the Eila. I said, but the Eila is Kal, but the Shlomim, right, goes back and forth. V'Chazar, I didn't like Roy, Zekir, Roy, Zeb, Roy, Zekir, Roy, Zeb, Atzad HaShav V'Shem. What's the Tzad HaShav between the Eila and the Shlomim? Shein Kachin. V'Shachtan Shaloy V'Shman K'sherim V'Ein Miratzim Afani Yavi Asham Shehu Kodesh V'Shachtoy Shaloy Lishma kasher, they ain't a meratza. So Taina Rabaya, you want to know how Rish Lakish was able to learn it from this pasuk? Not head on, because the pasuk is talking about karbanos that are brought b'nedav v'dava. Asham is not brought b'nedav v'dava. But once I know karbanos that are brought b'nedav v'dava, I know the oila and the shlomim, and from the oila and the shlomim, I could learn asham. Why? Because oila and shlomim are not mechaper, and asham is mechaper. That means asham is more chomer. And if they're not meratza, certainly asham is not meratza. I doesn't each one have a chumra? Yeah, but also each one doesn't have the chumra that the other one has. And as a result, based on a classic matzad, I'm gonna know via kal v'chaymer that asham is included. But the Gemara says even the tzad hashava has a chumra. Ma la tzad hashava shavahem sheken yeshnoi betzibur. An oila could be brought betzibur, right? Every single day in the Beis Hamikdash they brought tmidim kesidron. That was a carbon sibur. The musafin is also a carbon sibur. A shlomen could also be brought as a carbon sibur. Now, where do you find a carbon sibur by a shlomen? Rashi says the kifsei atzeres. On shfuas, together with the shtei alechem, they used to bring shnei kvasim, known as the kifsei atzeres. Atzeres means shfuas. And these kifsei atzeres were shalmi tzibur, different than a regular shlomen, because the shalmi tzibur has a din of kodesh kodashim. But the bottom line is that a carbon oila could definitely be brought betzibur. A carbon shlamim could also be brought betzibur. So maybe malatzad ashava shebehenshe can yeshmiya betzibur. The Gemara says toidus toichiach. Carbon toidus toichiach. Toidus also brought benedav in a dava, and a toida does not have carbon tzibur. There's no concept of a tzibur bringing a carbon toida. Now, is that 100% true? So we have a raid bite from the last machzer on this. It's a Gvuras Ari in Masechtes Tainus. It's a beautiful maramakam on this Indian, whether or not it's true that a tzibur can't bring a carbon toida. But either way, the Gemara says, malo toida, you can't bring a raid from toida either. Shekein tuna lechem. The toida came with lechem. That's considered a chumr. The fact that the carbon came along with bread, that's considered a chumr. The oil of shlachim yachicho. The oil of shlamim didn't have bread. Maybe, what are you going to tell me? The toid is layalu because it has bread, but the oil of Ishlamim are also layalu and they don't have bread. What are you going to tell me? Mal oil of Ishlamim, that they're bekarbon tzibur. Yeah, but the toid is not bekarbon tzibur, right? But the toid has bread. Yeah, but the oil of Ishlamim don't have bread. Yeah, but they're bekarbon tzibur. The toid is not. But what do you do when you have a thing like this? You go in circles. V'chazer adin, right? That's what it means. In English, that means go in circles. Of the three is shehin kachim v'shachton shloy lishma kasher v'ein emiratza afani avi osham shu kodesh v'shachton shloy lishma kasher v'ein emiratza. But the Gemara says even after this tzad hashava, I still have a kasha, the most obvious kasha. Malat tzad hashava shabayen, the tzad hashava of oiv l'shlamim and toida shehin bam b'nedav b'nedav, as opposed to the osham that's not bam b'nedav b'nedav. So maybe only a carbon that has the chumrah. We refer to it as a chumrah. The chumrah of being, right, you can hear maybe being baba nedav and adava is a kula, but this is a chumrah. The chumrah of it being baba nedav and adava is the reason that you also have the chumrah that's like all about l'shem chayva, as opposed to an ashram that's not baba nedav and adava. Maybe not. Ela my rava. So rava, again, who was talking until now? Abaya. So sometimes rava gets the last word on Abaya. Ela my rava. Abaya gets the last word on Rav Yosef, and rava gets the last word on Abaya. But ela my rava, rava says, Isa Teira, we have a hekesh. Akisha akosav l'shlam. You want to know how Rish Lakish knew from Moitzus Vasecha Tishma that it's going to be true for an Hashem as well? Because he knew the Hekish. He knew the Hekish of Zayis HaTorah, the Hekish that we started the daf with. And being that he knew the Hekish, so it's for that reason he knew that even though the Pasuk is talking about a carbon that's Bab and Nedim and Adava, but via the Hekish, I, there's a Pircha, it's not going to be a problem. But the Gemara says, how do you know to say that the Asham is hukish l'shlamim and say that it's kashav l'yalu? Maybe be makish at l'chatos and say it should be pasul. Now, how would you know to be makish at l'chatos? Because in the pasuk, zayis atar l'olam mincha l'chatos ula Asham. So maybe be makish to the chatos. If you're coming from the hekish, my chazis, says the Gemara, no, to be makish to the chatas is not an option, because hamiyat rachmana oisa, because on Amar Aleph we already said that there's a miyat in the parash of chatas, and you can't shtel to the asham to the chatas simply based on the miyat that we already have. So really, the maskana, Rish Lakish was all mevuvel. He didn't understand. What does this mean? And what was his kasha? His kasha was memanavshach. I could hear that it could be kashva alu bayin l'shem chayva. I could hear that it could be possible, but that it should be kashva layalu hechamatzino. Where is there such a concept? Now Rish Lakish, after we went through the Ol Gemara, knew that there's such a concept. He knew there's such a concept by an oilam, by a shlamim, by a shakrabonis. Any carbon where the din is that the yorshim of the Baal HaKarbon could bring the carbon, by definition, you see this idea of kasher v'layal. The fact that the yorshim are bringing the carbon means it's kasher. But the fact that the Baalim is not alive means it's layal, because the yorshim are not the Baal HaKarbon to get the kapara, and in kapara l'meisim. So Rish Lakish says, the spout I've already found b'shar kabonis, of osham, which is not Baal HaMisa, because kol shevachatas mesa, but Asham Yeira, and one of the Chamish Chatayis HaMesos is Chatash Meso Bala. So if that's the case, by Asham, I don't have this precedent. Now, the Biskarov said, I don't, you didn't find it by Asham? We spoke at the Torah. But the bottom line is that by an Asha Mehecha Teisa, this should be the way it is. And what did Reish Lakish say? Reish Lakish said, it's learned out from a Pasuk, Moitzis Vasechet Tishma. Either Pasuk is talking about a carbon that's bought by Nedim and Adava. How can you learn Asham? And by the, even though it's an Oila and a Shlomim and a Toida, a B'malat Sad Hashem Shebehen, Shekein, Bom B'Nedim and Adava, the Teretz is Erechinami. It's really based on a Hekish. Now the truth is, right, just to... Ella my Rava the Hekish. Rava's not being mechadish the Hekish. We know the Hekish. And Reish Lakish also knew the Hekish. You can't start the sugya of Shini Kodesh and Shini Bailin. You can't start Zvachim on the Hekish. Right? Because the Ikamakar of Lishmo stay by the Shlomim. So Mehechates Ishar Karbanas. And you're going to tell me, I know Asham from Shlomim? We just figured out. You can't, right? Can't learn anything from Shlomim, the Gemara said. Let alone an Asham. But the point is that the Teretz is the Hekish. So really, the whole din of Lishma is predicated on a Hekish. A Hekish to Shlomim. L'maskana, the kosh of le'olu l'bailam l'shem chayva is oichit predicated on a Hekish. And it's predicated on a Hekish from what? From all the karbonos that are brought, b'neder v'nedava. I saw in the Briska Shiurim, one of the others that they ask is, how come the Gemara didn't bavarn this kasha before the two dots, right? In Reish Lakish, what emerged was that Mechatesi, you can learn from Moitzvos Vasecha Tishmar. Right? You're going to learn all carbonus from Moitzvos Vasecha Tishmar, Bishlam, a carbon that's bought in Edom and Adava. But what about a carbon that's not bought in Edom and Adava, which is only the Asham, by the way, because it's the Asham and the Chatos is anyways out of the equation. But the bottom line is that they ask, how come the Gemara didn't mucha this point? This is the whole Dafei, this is the whole Reish Lakish, or at least the Gemara's analysis of Reish Lakish. At the end of the day, it's not a kasha. Why is it not a kasha at the end of the day? Because you have the Hekish, so it's a Torah. Beseder, but how come in the Tchilas Asugi, before the Gemara introduced Reish Lakish, at Pesdir the Gemara didn't say that Moitzis Vasecha Tishmar is the Makarta, Kasha Vlei Olu Lubayim L'Shem Chayva, Hoteinach HaKarmin, that's Bab and Adam and Adavar, Osha Ma'ik L'Meimar, Ayer. The Teretz is going to be Elo Marava, Zoy Satayra. You're going to say, it was so posh, why we just do what we did for the last 20 minutes? It can't be that posh. But either way, for some reason here, it's an Ashak Levitarya with Gedoyle Yamayiran, right? Rab Zeir, Rab Yisrael Gavra Abaya, don't think what Rava thought. Why? I don't know. For that, also you have to be Mayan in the share. But the bottom line is, it's obviously not that posh. So if it's not that posh on Hey Yom and Aleph, why is it so posh on Dalet Amud Beis that nobody even thought to, it's a good kasha. Why nobody even thought to bavar on this? Either way, this concludes the first discussion of the Amiram as it relates to Reish Lakish's kasha. Simin, Hey Nun, Shin, Bosser, I guess. Yosef, Rav Huna, Rav Nachman. So this time it was Rav Huna and Rav Nachman that was sitting. Who was it in the first Gemara? Rav Zeir, Rav Yisrael, Rav. So here it's Rav Huna and Rav Nachman. Yosef, Rav Sheishes, Gabayu. And Rav Sheishes was sitting with them. Who was sitting with the Amiram and Amar Alf? It was Abayus. Again, the names are changing, but the context is very similar. V'yasvi v'ko Amri. And Rav Huna and Rav Nachman were both saying the following. They said, Kashle, the Reish Lakish, Oshem, Leyosel, Lachamisa. What was bothering Reish Lakish at the end of the day? He was only bothered with an Asham. The only reason he's bothered with the Asham is not Bala Hamisa. Any comment that's Bala Hamisa, you already see this precedent for this idea of Kashmir Elochle Olo Bain L'Shem Chayv. So they said that Reish Lakish was sitting and he was bothered. He wasn't sitting, he was lying, right? And he was bothered with this Kasha Asham. And why is he bothered with Asham? Because you don't find that an Asham is Bala Hamisa. Lay Malay, Rabbi Loza should have told Reish Lakish. Again, why Rabbi Loza? Because Rabbi Loza is the one talking to Reish Lakish. He should have told him, Asham Nami. An Asham is brought la'achamisa. This is what he should have told. He should have told him that an Asham is also brought la'achamisa. Now, where do you find that an Asham is brought la'achamisa? So Rashi says, because the halacha is that Asham shemesu baleo, the halacha is roya, right? Chata shemesu baleo is lamisa. Kol shebechatas mesa, b'asham yira. So what's the halacha? You give it over to the roya. We mentioned earlier, what does the roya do? He just waits for it to get him home. He wakes up every morning, davens, right? He wants his carbon to get him home. You can't give it him. That's an issedei raisa. But we want it to eventually get him home. And once it gets a mum, it's going to now be kedushas damim. You'll be able to be poyder. You can't be poyder hektish until it has a mum. So you're going to wait till it develops a mum. Then you're going to be poyder. You're going to take the money and you're going to bring a carbon oil. It's going to be an oil. Sibur kitzam mizbeach, right? It's known as the dessert of the mizbeach. When there's nothing happening on the mizbeach, they used to put this carbon oil on it. But the bottom line is, really, this asham is going to be brought. It's going to be brought as an oila. That means the Asham is brought lachamisa. So you're telling me that there's no such musig of an Asham lachamisa where it's kashiv aloi alo. What do you mean? This carbon itself is going to be brought one day. That means ultimately it's going to be kashiv, albeit like an oila, right? Albeit like an oila. But the bottom line is it's going to be brought and there's going to be no ritzoi of Asham because the person died already in kapara lameisim. So the bottom line is the Amiram were muching that why is Reish Lakish tining that there's no Asham Lachamisa? And even Rabbi Luz, who's trying to come up with everything, right? He mamish was grasping for straws, right? What did he tell him? He told him, Rabbi Eliezer holds like you, right? He's trying anything. So he said, why didn't he tell him this? He should have said, Asham Nami Asi Lachamisa. It's Asi Lachamisa based on this halach. So the Gemara says again, Rav Sheshit was sitting there. Amalu, Rav Sheshit was there. He said, Asham Lamai Karav Lamoisra. He says, what are you tining? You want the Asham to be considered that it's Bro Lachamisa because of the fact that you find the Moisra. What does the Moisra mean? Rashi says, Lamoisra, Shadom of Neiflin Linadavik in the Parishas, like we just explained, right? That the money is going to end up falling Linadavik. He said, if that's the case, Chatas Nami Mikrav Karva Moisra. The Chatas also, you find that there's a musig that you could bring the Moisra. What does it mean? I thought the Chatas Shemesu Baleh is Lamisa Asla. So what does it mean that you're going to bring the Moisra? So it's a different case. Rashi says the case is, quoting a Gemara in Yuma Samachem at Aleph, where a person was Mafresh two Chatois at the same time. Now why would he be Mafresh two Chatois if he did one Avera? Right? Chatas Shemena. Right, that we have a makar from Rabbi Shmuel ben Alisha in Shabbos Daf Yud Beis. That's one big chatos, but why two chatos? What's the makar to that? So Rashi says maybe he wants a backup. He's afraid, right? These animals have a life of their own. We always say that, and as a result, you're gonna go try to keep a shepsula in check, right? It's not such an easy thing to do. See Bava Kama if you're not sure. But the bottom line is, you're trying to give zechanetze here with this animal. So you're going to have to go ahead and you know this animal. So he said, you know what? I'm going to have a backup, right? He wants to have an insurance policy. This is my ikker. This is my secondary. It's like this, you know you're going to have a little bit of back. The bottom line is, if you end up bringing the one, so what do you do with the other one? So the halach is Kitzam Mizbeach. That's what you do with it. So a Chatas also has the musig of Kitzam Mizbeach. Okay. What do you mean you have a musig of Kitzam Mizbeach? So what are you trying to say? So the way Tosfos explains the Gemara, Tosfos Mefarshes Gemara very stark, and Tosfos says what the Gemara means to say is as follows. The Gemara means to say that a Chatas we see is posel Shalai Lashma. And being that a Chatas is posel Shalai Lashma, even though it's on some level Bola Achar Misa, must be because being Bola Achar Misa, Lemoisroi Hasnish being brought Achar Misa. And if that's the case, then the fact that the Asham is Bala Achamisa al Yidei Moisra, it does Heis Oichnish. Again, in this point of the Shaka B'tayim between Reish Lakish and Rebbe Laza, we don't even know about Moisra Sechat Tishmar. So we're just trying to make sense of our own. Kashal V'layalu, or should it be Pasal? And we're saying, well, if there's a precedent for Kashal V'layalu, then it'll be Kashal V'layalu. If there's no precedent for it, well, then it's going to have to be either Kashal V'layalu, or it's going to be Pasal. And Reish Lakish says, I understand Bishar Karbonis that are brought Lachamisa, there's a precedent for Kashal V'layalu. Oh, but the Asham is not Bala Lachamisa. And being that it's not Bala Lachamisa, so therefore, I don't think it should be Kashal V'layalu. Time is the Gemara. What do you mean? It is Bro Lachamisa. It's Bro Lachamisa Lamaisroi. The fact that it would become an oila in the event that you didn't need it anymore. It was Meisu Bala. So there is a Musig of Lamaisroi. Tain is the Gemara. But Lamaisroi can't be a reason to say, oh, this is the precedent that it should be Kashav Layala. Because where else do you find the Lamaisroi? By the Chatas. And what's the halach of the Chatas? The Chatas is actually Pasul. So if anything, your Raya is Faker. Because if you find the musig of the moisture by the chatas as well, and Adirah, but the chatas is possible. But the Gemara, Taina is that they told Rav Sheshes back, they said, it's true, chatas, afal gaf the karva moisture, even though it's true, the chatas is brought moisture, but mir drachmana who? There's a limud that says that the chatas is possible. This mit rachmanu hu is the makar that a chatas shloi lishma is possible. So we just found the makar here. It's a gemara later daf yud. But this is the makar that the chatas is actually possible. And being that there's a pasuk that says the chatas is possible, that's different, right? If the pasuk says that the chatas is possible, so the pasuk says that the chatas is possible. As opposed by the asham, you don't have a pasuk that says that it's possible. We're trying to figure out now in svaru should it be kosher possible. The thought process is as long as there's a precedent for kosher v'le ol b'ayim shem chayva. Then it's going to be kashav le'ol b'ayim shem chayva. The question is, I don't have a precedent. Tanya says, but I do have a precedent. I have a lemaisra. Are you going to tell me what do you mean? You see, by chatas, it's not a precedent. No shaykhis. Chatas is a pasuk that says it's pasul. It could be if there was no pasuk who that it said by chatas, you know what the halacha would be by the chatas? Could be it also be kashav le'ol? Based on what? Based on the based on the fact that there's a svara. What's the svara? That it's balach amisa. But either way, so the Gemara says that the Amiram told Rav Sheshes, don't tine zich from chatas, because chatas is there. Chatas says who? But the Gemara asks, parenthetically, Osham nami ksebehu. But Osham also says who? One second, you tell me that chatas is possible because it says who? So why are we having this conversation about Osham? Osham, it also says who? Right? It says the same word, who? Where does it say who? The hikter oisim ha-koinam is becha isha la-shem, Osham, who? The Gemara says no. Ha-hu la-achaktar se-murum ha-dukseb. That word who is talking about nachta haktara, the hikter oisam hakoyin hamizbecha, right? It's talking about the haktara. It's talking about the after the haktara. Okay, the tanya is before a brisa. Aval osham leinema by who el lach haktara seimur. Brisa already addressed this point that it says the word who by chatos. It says it by osham, but by osham it says a nachta haktara. But who atzmai im lo yiktir emurim kasha. It can't be that that word who is coming to teach me that if it was brought shalay l'shma, it's going to be possible. Why? Because it's clearly talking about after the Haktara. So let's talk about the Haktara. The Haktara itself, if you don't bring, is not Ma'akiv. Right? Haktara is not Ma'akiv. Dalet avoy desadama Ma'akiv. So there's no way that the Haktara shaloi lishma should be Ma'akiv. The Gemara says, one second. Okay, the Elohu lamali. Right? We're digressing here a little bit. So you tell me the who by Oshem is not coming to teach me that it's Ma'akiv. So what is the word who coming to teach me? Look at the Rav Huna Merav. It's coming to teach Rav Huna Merav. I'm Rav Huna Merav. Oshem shenitik l'raya. If somebody had an Oshem and the Oshem was given over to the Raya, why was it given over to the Raya? So we said, because sometimes it's Allah l'mosh misinai, kosh b'chatas meisa, b'ashem yira. So the Oshem was taken, it was given over to the shepherd, the shachtei stam, and then a kohen went, it doesn't even have to be a kohen, right? Shechitik sheir bizar. Somebody went and he shechted it stam, kosher. The Allah is it's kosher. Who said this? Rav Huna Merav. Now, Rav Huna Merav said that an asham that's given over to a raya and he shechted its stam, dalach is its kosher. And by the way, if you look at Rashi, Rashi's girsa is kosher la'oil. That's the point. The point is that it's kosher as an oila. Now, it's only kosher as an oila if it was nitakin, if it was given over to the raya. What does it mean, given over to the raya? Literally, mishenim salaray. You have to physically hand it over to the raya. A beloy nitik loy. If it wasn't physically handed over to the shepherd, not. I mean, if you have an asham where the din is to give it to the raya, but you didn't physically give it to the raya, and then it was shachtei stam, it's not going to be an oila. It's not what it's going to be. It only becomes an oila when you physically give it over. But otherwise, what's it going to be? An asham. My taima, a makra, asham hu. That's what we do with the word who that it says by the Yasham. So the word who that it says by Chatas teaches me Chatas Shalei L'shma is possible. The word who that it says by Yasham is Noch Taktaris. It can't be talking about Shalei L'shma. What is it? It's this din of Yasham, Shnitak, L'raya. It's V'shochtei Stam is an oil. Even Mistam it's an oil. You don't have to think oil. Mistam it's an oil. But only once it's Nitak, L'raya. Until it's Nitak, L'raya, then it still has a din of a Yasham. And it's based on the fact that it says Yasham hu. So what just happened here? What's the Sikum? It's a hard Sikum, by the way. It's the top Toysus on the Amid, right? It's a very, very hard Sikum. Toysus not sure how to make the Sikum. Because what happened? Yosef Rav Huna Rav Nachman, Yosef Rav Sheshes Gabayo. So Rav Huna Rav Nachman was sitting, Rav Sheshes was also there, and they were trying to understand Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish was bothered with Oshem Vole Asi Lachamisa. Said, hey, Tiny, what do you mean? Oshem is Asi Lachamisa. Where's it Asi Lachamisa? L'maisrei. Because the Oshem Shemesu Baleh, you convert the Oshem into an Oila, and then the Oila is brought. So it's being brought. Even though there's no ritzui, because in its essence it's an asham, and there's no ritzui happening over here. So you see clearly that an asham even has this concept of being bro lachamisa. So you have a precedent for kashav layado. So what did Rav Sheshes tell him? Rav Sheshes told him, no, that's not a raya. Because if the fact that it's brought the moistroi for kitzam isbeach is a reason to have a precedent for kashav layado, then chatas should be the same way. What they respond to Rav Sheshes? No, chatas is, chatas says who? I hear it says who? No, Shaykh. It's two different who's. So how are we leaving off? We're leaving off with a kasha, l'chayr. We're leaving with a kasha. It's very funny, because the Gemara doesn't even express the fact that we're leaving off with a kasha. But Rav Sheshes ended up not having an answer, and really, right, the next Gemara, by the way, Yosef Rav Nachman Rav Sheshes, Yosef Rav Adabar Masna Gabayo. We're going to have a different formulation of Amiram that are sitting around and trying to figure out what's going on here. But the bottom line is that the Gemara is leaving it off with a kasha, and from the signum of the Gemara, it doesn't sound like it. We're leaving it with a kasha. It sounds like Rav Sheshes gave him a good answer, but Sheshes really, if you do the math, didn't give him a good answer. Tosis in his first Mahaloch says that, yeah, this is where you have to walk away from this Gemara. You have to walk away from this Gemara that it's a kasha. I don't know. It's a kasha. Is it a tyufta? Is it a kasha? It's a teiku? What is it? Chesh. But you have to walk away with a kasha. Tosis, however, is not so happy with that. And Tosis, as a result, changes the gears in the Gemara. And Tosis says, if you change the gears in the Gemara, the whole end of the Gemara ends up being Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes responds, and Rav Sheshes is the only one talking, and Rav Sheshes gets the last word. Rav Sheshes' teretz is a teretz. Now, what exactly is the new girsa? and how does that make everything work? That's already extra credit. Aber für uns, we're going to stop here. The Chesed L'Avram, Rabbi Avram Azulay, the legendary Kabbalistic Zayda of the Chidah, writes in Mayan Sheni Nahar Lamed, quote, Sefer Teiras Kayanim, the Sefer of Teiras Kayanim, which of course are the brises on Sefer Vayikra, Yesh by Kuf Ayin Beis Prakim, are made up of 172 Prakim. Besoid Ekev Tevois Sheyesh Paseres Hadibras, and it's related to the secret of the Kuf Ayin Beis Tevois words that are in the Aseres Hadibras. So the Chesed L'Avram made a cheshbin, said that Teiras Kayanim is made up of Kuf Ayin Beis Prakim, and he said it's not a coincidence that that's the number. This is a soid. The soid is Ekev Tevoi Sheyesh Ba'aseres Hadibras. So I think it's maybe kedai to speak out one ha'ara that relates to this idea of Teiras Kayanim being made up of Kuf Ayin Beis Prakim, Besoid Ekev, but before that, we need a little bit of an introduction. So, on Daf Beis, the first read byte of Tovshin Pei Hei's version of Maseches Zvachim, we mentioned that at the turn of the century, the early 1900s, there were two big mashpiyim as it related to Limud Seder Kachem. One came from Beis Brisk, Uberoisham Marnagriz, the Briskerov, and the other came from Radin, Uberoisham, the Gadol Ador, the Chafetz Chaim. And we mentioned that really the Briskerov's agenda for learning Kachim and the Chafetz Chaim's agenda for learning Kachim were really coming from different places. The Briskerov felt that his Derech HaLimud, which was very unique, which was a Derech HaLimud that was going to be Hutzrich HaLadayris, would be best manifest and transmitted through Limud Kachem. And it's for that reason he, together with his elite group of Talmidim, sat and they harved on Masechta Zvachim and Menaches. That's why they were learning Kachem more so than Noshim Nezikin. The Chafetz Chaim came from a different angle. Chafetz Chaim based his hergish of being mechazik limud kachim as an idea that's related to something that you find in Chazal in many different places, and that is that when somebody learns the halachis of karbanos, when somebody learns the halachis of the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, it's as if he's bringing those karbanos. It's as if he's actually doing the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. We mentioned two mar mekoymes that the Chafetz Chaim quotes. One is the Gemara's in the end of Masechtas Menaches, Daf Kuf Yudam et Aleph. The other is a Gemara in Tainus Chav Zayin, an identical Gemara in Megillah Lamed Aleph. In Menaches Kuf Yud, the Gemara says, "Bechol makoy muktar umugish l'shmi." Freak the Gemara. Bechol makoy muktar umugish l'shmi. It sounds like a Yid could bring karbanis anywhere. Can't bring karbanis anywhere. One of the most prominent halachas in Seder Kachem is that if somebody brings a karban outside of the Makom HaMikdash, he's chayv karis shchutei chutz halas chutz. So what does it mean? So the Gemara said, "Amr Hashem Bar Nachmeni Amr Rabbi Yonison Elu Tamidi Chachamim Ma'iskim Etar Bechol Makom." It's referring to Tamid that learn Torah b'chol makom, and when they learn Torah, mala ani aleihem ki ilu maktirim umagishim lishmi. It's as if they're bringing karbanos lishmi. Meaning, there's a musik of bringing karbanos through limud Torah. Also, in that same sugya, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, ma'idach siv zoyis teres achatas, zoyis teres asham. But there's an idea said the Chafetz Chaim that's clear, jumps off the page of this Gemara Menaches Daf Kuf Yud, that says that when a person learns Kachim, it's as if he's bringing the Karbanos that he's learning about. The other Gemara that we mentioned is by the Bris Bein Absarim, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the ultimate promise to Avram Avinu about how he's going to have children, and they're going to yashin Eretz Yisrael, and the whole tachlis of the Bria is going to play itself out through the children of Avram Avinu. And at some point, Avram Avinu turns to Hashem and he says, "Bame eda ki iroshena." And Chazal said that it's not so much that Avram Avinu was questioning whether or not he was going to inherit or wasn't going to inherit, but Avram Avinu was worried that ki yetzel leva adam ra min uruv, and how do I know that my descendants are not going to sin? And if they sin, perhaps you're going to do to them what you did to the Dara Mabel and to the Dara Flog. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered. He said, "Stop bringing animals. Kali egla mishuleshes ve'iz mishuleshes." What was the symbolism of the animals? In the event that they're going to ever sin, you have nothing to worry about. No worries. Take these animals, bring them as karbanis, and through that you're going to get kapar. But Avraham Avinu countered, and he said, Ribbono shel olam, teinach bizman sheibes hamikdash kayem, bizman sheibes hamikdash kayem, matei aleihem amaloi, kvar tikanti lohem seder karbanis. You have nothing to worry about. I gave them seder karbanis. Bizman shekoyrim behem lefanai, malani aleihem, ki ilu hekrivum lefanai, v'ani moichel lehem, al kol avoinoi seihem. That when the Yid sits and he learns the parasha of Karbanos, it's nechshav animal aleihem ki ilu ekrivim lefanai, as if they actually brought the Karbanos. V'ani moichalem al kol avoinoi seihem. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to forgive them for all the averus that they did. So the Chafetz Chaim said, so here too, in this Gemara, you see this idea that when a person learns Seder Kachim, it's as if he's bringing the Karbanos that he's learning about. I was going through the different marmakoimis that the Chafetz Chaim brings, and just before Riata, I jotted down 7 marmakoimis that he brings. Gemaras, Medrash Rabba, Medrash Tanchuma, Yalkut Shemoyni. Noisif to that, there's also marmakoimis in the Zohar Kaddish. In fact, Rabbi Reuven Margolis, in his Shari Zohar, on this Gemara here, Menachas Taf Kuf Yud, he's literally Moine Keruchel, Chazal after Chazal, all coming from Teres HaSoid, where you find this idea that a person through his Limud HaTorah, befrat, when a person learns Seder Kachim, it's Malani Aleihem, it's Nechshav Ke'ilu, through learning about the Karbanos, he's actually bringing the Karbanos. One of the additional Marmakoimis that we didn't mention on Daf Beis is a Gemara Masechtes Bava Metzia Daf Kuf Yudal Ramad Beis, a famous Gemara. The Gemara says that Rabbi Baravu was in a Beis HaKvaris and he met Eliyahu HaNavi and they had a long exchange, and the Gemara there in Kuf Yudal and Bava Metzia delineates and mentions the entire exchange. Amalei, one of the things that Rabbi Baravu told Eliyahu HaNavi, Lav Koyin Humar, aren't you a Koyin? Eliyahu is Pinchas. If that's the case, my time of koy marbe beis akvaris. Why are you in a beis akvaris? Amalei. So Eliyahu Navi told Rabbi Baravu, Leimasni mar tyrus. What? You never learned say the tyrus? Don't you know? Atim kriyan adam. They know the kechavim kriyan adam. And the whole tumasayo machlekes mishayim, which prat of tumas meis. But tumas meis, certainly tumas ayo is only negeya adam. It's only negeya yid. It's not negeya of the kechavim. So you should have known that. Now he prefaced it by saying, Leimasni mar tyrus. Did you never learn tyrus? So Rabbi Baravu answered Eliyahu Navi's question, Amalei, no, I never learned Tyrus. He said, in fact, Barbole Matzina, I'm struggling to learn 4 of the 6 starim. Beshita Matzina, you think I learned all 6? So Rabbi Avu said, no, I taka didn't learn Tyrus. You know why? Because there's 4 starim that I think come before, and even those I'm having a hard time. Certainly, I never learned Tyrus. So what were the 4 starim that Rabbi Avu felt takes precedent to say the Tyrus? Zokte Hilge Rashi. Barbole Matzina Begirsa. Darbos starim. Kigoy Moyed Yeshuois, which is Seyde Nezikin. Noshim Shein Noyegetz Bezman Azek Bezman Abayis. The 3 starim that Rabbi Avu felt for sure a person needs to learn first are the 3 starim that are Noyeg today, after the Korban. Rabbi Avu was an Amoyra. He left after. Lived after the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash, just like they were relevant when there was a Beis HaMikdash. And that is Seder Moed, Seder Nezikin, and Seder Noshim. Says Rashi, V'kotchim nami, and even kotchim, hagam it's poshim, kotchim is not noyig, bismach Beis HaMikdash guy, right? If there's any Seder that's very, very acutely related to the Beis HaMikdash, it's kotchim. That's all it talks about, is that void in the Beis HaMikdash. Of the Zokte Elgir Rashi, the Rabbi Ravu said that that's one of the 4 storms that we do learn. You know why? Like the pasuk says, "Ubechal makay mukter mugish lishmi." V'amrina b'menaches kofiura medalev elu tamid chachamim ma'iskin behilchas avoyd ubechal makay mala aleya makosav kilu makriven oisam bebeis hamikdash. So Rabbi Baravu said that this 4 starim we're learning, the 4 starim that are alacha lemaisa, the other 2 that are not alacha lemaisa that I'm not learning, which are alacha lemaisa, say the moed that's pashit, say the nezikin is pashit, say the noshim is pashit. You know what else is alacha lemaisa? Kachim. How could it be alacha lemaisa? There's no beis hamikdash. Meaning Zeroyim not, why not? Because all the mitzvahs are Kliyas Baritz are not Negeya now. And Tyrus also not, because we don't have the Paraduma, right? We're not Isaac right now in Tyrus. Oh, but Kachim, yeah? How could it be? The Teretz is based on the Gemara Menachos Kuf Yud Amar Aleph. So the Chafetz Chaim made a very big deal about this Gemara in his Sefer Torah Aron and all his Ksavim about this Indian. He said, you seem a furish that the Olam would learn Kachim L'Shem Yichud. Mamish with this kavana to go ahead and be mekayim this inyan of
תמיד החכמים האויסקים בהלכס אבוידה בכל מקוים, מעלה עליה מהכוסוב, כאילו מקריבן אויסם בבייס המקדוש. You see, this was הלוך למעשה. And the Chofetz Chaim says something that we once suggested, but I found it before the Chofetz Chaim, and it's Pasha. He says, that's why we have Talmud Bavli today on four starim. We have Talmud Bavli on, say, the Moed, and say, the Noshim, and say, the Nezikin, and say, the Kachim. We don't have Talmud Bavli on, say, this wrong, with the exception of Masechtas Brachas, which is not Mitzvah Satulis Baritz. And the only Masechta in, say, the Tyrus that we have Talmud Bavli on is Masechtas Nida, because again, that's not mitzvahs that are tluyos necessarily in Bismach Beis Mikdash HaYakayim, and that's not an optional level of Tyrus that either we do observe or don't observe. It's not Tolni Paraduma, etc., etc. But the bottom line is, why would that be the case? Says it's a Mefurish Gemara. But from Mitzia Kufya Dalad Amid Beis, Barba Loim Motzina, Beshita Motzina, you see that the Amiran focused their efforts, the great yeshivas in Suri and Pompadisa, Ravina and Ravashi, who was Seifaira, you want to know what was going on by the Ga'inim, and by the Savliram, they were sitting and they were learning four storm, the four storm that they felt when they get Allah Lamaisa. So they sit down, they write a Talmud Bavli that's going to be a code of laws, Valdosis Als Lamaisa. And what are they writing Lamaisa on? What they're writing Lamaisa on is the three storm that attack Lamaisa and save the Kachem. I Kachem is not Lamaisa, it's an Ofener Rashi. Rashi, who is the Ma'ir, Einei Yisrael, was mayor for us very, very clearly. He said, it's based on that Gemara, Menachas Kufiyot Amin Aleph. So the Chafetz Chaim said, you see how real this Inyan of Ki'ilu was as it related to the way the Amayram approached it. And this was his chizik. So how could we have forgotten about this? Why are we forgetting about it? If the Amayram were learning four, why are we only learning three? Why are we forgetting about that fourth? And think of the chshivas of that fourth. The chshivas of that fourth is that by learning it, when Mamash bringing Karbanas, this was the Divrei Yisoiris, the fire, chizik that Chofetz Chaim was being mechazik, and that's where his angle was, to try to promote the oilam and push chevra to go ahead and be mechazik in the learning of Seyed Kachem. You know, it's one thing I think is worth mentioning. You know, over the years we've spoken so many times about how far are you supposed to take a ki'ilu when you find this nusach and chas. If you look out for it, you'll find it everywhere. Kol akoyes ki'ilu oivet avodah zarah, kol melamedes ben chaveri Torah. It comes up in so many different contexts and in so many different ways. And we've mentioned that Rav Shlomo Kluger and Chachma Shlomo and Ebenezer Siman Aleph declares, how far are you supposed to take a kilu? Is it mamish there? Meaning, if somebody teaches Ben Chaveri Torah, Malol of Akosav Kilu Yoldoi, he's Mekayim the Mitzvah Puruvu now? He doesn't have to get married? He doesn't have to be Mekayim the first mitzvah in the Torah? If someone is koyes, it's kilu oivet avodah zarah. So it's yaharu gaval yavar, like avodah zarah is, for someone not to be koyes. If somebody is koyes, now he becomes a mumal avodah zarah, shchitos yeino shchita v'yeino yayin nesach maybe. How does this all work, right? How far are you supposed to take a kilu? And we mentioned, the achrenim say that really it's related to a tshuva from the Chacham Tzvi and Simin Tzadik Gimel, his famous tshuva about whether a goyim is mitzaref l'minyan, right? What's the tzad that a goyim should be mitzaref l'minyan? Even if you want to tell me he's a person, but he's not a Yid, how do you become a Yid? So the Chacham Tzvi said, I'll tell you how he can become a Yid. Because if he's raised by a Yid, Malo Olav Akosav Ki'ilu Yaldai, and if you're the offspring of a Yid, you become a Yid. So this is taking Ki'ilu to such a level that because there's a Ki'ilu Yaldai, all of a sudden someone that's not a Yid became a Yid. So if somebody would adopt the Inu Yehudi and raise him, all of a sudden he'd become a Yid, right? How far do you take all this? But this has nothing to do with the shmuz. It rather has a kachem application, nothing there. But it has nothing to do with the shmuz. It has nothing to do with the chizak of the Chofetz Chaim. Because whether ke'ilu means you're mamish bringing a carbon, or whether ke'ilu means it's ke'ilu you're bringing a carbon, either way, you have this madrega of ke'ilu hikriv carbon. So you'll tell me it's not mamish the same thing? Now, there's a shtark tzad that it is mamish the same thing. But I feel in Tim Tzuleimar it's not, but it's still a ke'ilu. You can't ignore the ke'ilu. The ke'ilu in and of itself is a chash of azach. So really, this chizik is neither here nor there as it relates to yen shmuz, whether we do say ke'ilu or we don't say ke'ilu. But just one other beautiful mar makam on this note that I think is worth mentioning, and that is the Teres Chaim wrote a sefer on Kachim. It's called Tzoyin Kachim. That's the name of the sefer. Now, it was printed for the first time in the year Tov Pei Tes by a grandson of the Teres Chaim, but it had a reprint in the early 1800s. And when it was reprinted, so the Masader of the reprinting of the sefer Tzoyin Kachim went to his Rebbe, the Rebbe from Lublin, the Choyser.
And he asked him to give him a haskama on the tzoyim kachim, which is something that he was working on. And the Chayzim Lublin acquiesced. He agreed. He said, I am going to give you a haskama on this sefer. And I think it's kedai to read an excerpt of the sefer. Now, if you have the sefer tzoyim kachim, you could see it in the beginning of tzoyim kachim. If you don't have the sefer tzoyim kachim, but you have Nachi's Teres Chaim, he brought this haskama in the beginning of the Teres Chaim. It's kedai to see it inside. So the Hilag Chayzim Lublin sits down and he writes a haskama. This is what he writes. Hine. Hagam she'in darkilis naig bigdulois ubeneflois mi men. Litain Haskama. Chayza says that for me to write Haskama on Sifri Achroinim, this is not what I do, right? It's Gedulois Vinaflois Mimeni, it's above my pay grade. It's not my avoida. Ki eini loy rav, v'loy magid. That's not what I do. Ki in b'mokam ha-hechrech, shi efshe b'loy zeh, l'rtsoyni yisbarach shamoy, eini choshesh l'shum inyan b'inyan zeh. So if this, however, no choice, and we, the oilam needs a chizik in a certain zach, that's when I make an exception to the rule. Gam kein nira li, besides, le mitzvah gedoyla, to put out a sefer like this, soin kachem, on seder kachem, I think is a very big mitzvah. Hey yois, sheno hirna, I remember, kadavina tal you, when I was a little child, hoyeli chukalasi sefer, pirish al seder kachem. So the Chayzer writes that he remembers when he was a young child, he had a big cheshek, he had a big chukva, to write a pirish on seder kachem. Mibnei she yodua goydel ha mitzvah, lasoik behilchas kachem. And the reason is, because it's yodua, the mitzvah to be oisik in kachem. Ki chalo oisik beparshas oila, is kilo ikrav oila, kamay she amru chazal zois teres and the truth is sefer kachem is very chasam. The inay muga karoy kishar gemaroch yesh pem girsois upeirushem mimarshalzal umimarshalzal umimaramzal v'chulu v'chulu. And it's for that reason he says that I wanted very, very much to go ahead and write a pirish because I felt that this was the right thing to do. We have to open it up a little bit for people to be able to learn it. It's such a chash of a zach. He says, L'maisa b'meshach hazman, he became very, very torud, and he didn't have enough time to be ma'ayin in the proper way that it would be necessary to be able to write a pirish on Seder Kachin. And it's for that reason it didn't happen. And then he writes as follows. V'zeh kama shonim, hayisi mechala, he said, when I used to see people and I thought that maybe they were a bar hochi to go ahead and do such a work, I would try to encourage them a little bit. And I would tell them, maybe write, reprint the Sefer Tzoyin Kachem. Ki hu kamay pirish maspik lichsmoich olav, gam be'inyin hagirsois acheris litlois be'ilon gadol. Because the emes is that Sefer Tzoyin Kachem that I found, it does what the Marshal and the Marshal and the Maram do, which we taka don't have so much of on Kachem. And I was going to write a sefer, it didn't work, but then I came across the Tzoyin Kachem and I saw the Maisi did the work. So I tried getting people to be matvesit. So I tried so many times, but I finally now, I was able to find a younger man that's willing to do it. And it's Yedidi, Ben Yedidi, Hu HaRabboni, Rabbi Eliezer Zev, Ben Amanoyach, Harav Tzvi, Her Zichron Elavroch. Shoye Ben Basi. He was a Ben Basi by me, says the Chayzer. Umaskim Litvoy Sefer Zeh. And he was maskim to write the sefer. So I decided that he went ahead and he did something that I wanted to do so badly. Number one, write a sefer. And number two, at least be matfis a sefer. So how could I turn him down? How can I not give him a haskam? It's not bad, it's something I do. But a maisa, how can I not do it? So I decided that I'm going to write for people that are like me. And I know there's people that maybe if I say something, they're going to listen, right? The Chayza had a shtickle following. So the Chayza said that if I go ahead and I promote something, so it could be it's going to take off. So I'm saying it every lamdin, it's appropriate. And don't worry about how much it costs. Like the Sefer Chassidim says, is more important than to write a sefer Torah. Kivan shenasna rishus litvois mishum eis lasis Hashem v'zeh tzorich l'chol lamden v'kama sefer Torah oimden shein koirim b'hem. There's so many sefer Torah that stand and nobody even reads from them. Ken kosa b'sefer chesidim. Al kein eftachti gam ani litvois bimenu v'hoye b'zeh shalom sheniska lasis karbonos b'poyol b'binya beis hamikdosh b'mheira b'yameinu. And he signs off. Yaakov Yitzchak ben Rabbi Avram Eliezer Alevi zechreinu l'vracha horowitz milansut.
Hador b'ktila k'doisha l'blin. So this is a haskama that the Chayzer wrote about this inyan. Fire, mamish from the Rebbe from Lublin. But either way, this is this inyan. There's an inyan that when it comes to limud kachim, you're not just learning another chelik and chas. But when somebody learns kachim, it's malol of akasov. It's literally as if he's bringing karbanas. And this is where the Chafetz Chaim's, his iris, this is where his big pump came from. It came from this angle. So I just want to share with you something beautiful that I saw in a recently released sefer. The sefer is called Matnas Chelki, and it was written by Yedidi Echad Mibnei HaChabura, Reb Moshe Kohn. Yes, that Reb Moshe Kohn, then Yedidi Reb Eli, Ben Benoy Shel Hagoyin HaGadol Reb David Kohn Shlita. So Moshe Kohn recently put out a sefer called Matnas Chelki, and it's ala Torah, it's mamish beautiful. It's Moshe's a pen mapik Margolis, and I've had the schus to hear Torah from him over the last 5+ years, and everything he says is with a charifus, with a little bit of a knech, with a little humor, very, very glatt. Either way, in Parshas Vayera, he has a simin on Amiris Karbonos, and he says something so beautiful. Everyone knows that Avraham Avinu put Yitzchak on the Mizbeach and he was going to bring him for the Akedah until finally the Malach came out and the Malach said, "Atishach yodcha l'anar v'altas lo'um." The Pasuk says that after Avraham Avinu realized that he wasn't going to be able to shecht Yitzchak, Vayisa Avraham es enov, he lifted his eyes, Vayarin, he saw, Vihine ayol acha nechaz basfach bekarnov, Vayilach Avraham vayikach aso ayol, Vayaleo lo'oilo tachas benoi. So Avraham Avinu goes and he finds the oil, this aisle, and he brings it as a carbon oil, and the Pasuk emphasizes tachas benoi, meaning instead of being makriv his son, he was makriv this oil. So, Garashi, what does it mean tachas benoi? Right? The Pasuk's not missing anything. Umau tachas benoi, says Rashi. Al kol avoida sh'asim imenu ha'im espal avoimer. Because every single avoida that Avraham Avinu was doing with this aisle, he said a tefillah. He said, Yirotzoin sh'tehezu ki'ilu hi asuya b'vni. Ki'ilu b'ni shachot. Ki'ilu damai zaruk. Ki'ilu b'ni mufshat. Ki'ilu hu niktar v'nasa deshen. That every single avoida that Avraham Avinu was doing with this aisle, was tachas b'ni. He was saying a tefillah. He said, I want the shechit of the aisle to be ke'ilu I shechted my son. And the zrikah should be ke'ilu I spritzed the dam of Yitzchak. And the hefshit, which you do by an oil, should be ke'ilu b'ni mufshar. It should be as if I did hefshit with my son. And the haktarah should be ke'ilu hu nikta v'nasa deshen. And that's the oimik, that it was tachas b'noi because of this tefillah of Avraham Avinu. Yehiratzoin shetehezu ke'ilu hu yasuya b'ni. So said Moshe, he says, what do you mean yehiratzoin shetehezu ke'ilu yasuya? Where did Avraham Avinu get this inyan, this chiddush, that I could go ahead and bring an aisle, and somehow that aisle is going to be nechshav ki'ilu it's asuya b'mnei? He says pashat. He knew it from the Gemara in Tainus Chav Zayin Amidbeis that we mentioned earlier, which is also Gemara Megillah Lamed Aleph Amidbeis, where Avraham Avinu said b'me'ed aki roshena. So I'd be to tell him k'chali aglam eshuleshes. But Avraham Avinu countered. He said tainach b'zman she'beis hamikdash kaim, b'zman she'ein beis hamikdash kaim. What's going to be then? So a Kaddish Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, "Kvarti kanti lehem say the karbanos." And bisman that the Yidden say karbanos, like Chafetz Chaim said, learn karbanos. It's going to be ke'ilu they brought the karbanos, and if it's going to be ke'ilu they brought the karbanos, then again, I have nothing to worry about. That means Avraham Avinu already was told by the Bris Bein Absarim that there's a chiddush when it comes to karbanos of ke'ilu. You don't have to bring the karban in order for it to be nechshav as if the karban was brought. When it comes to karbanos, there's a concept, there's a chiddush that's called ke'ilu. And ke'ilu affects the same exact thing that the real thing affects, right? Tenech was a matcha base of mikdash kain. What's going to be when there's no base of mikdash? You have nothing to worry about. You'll have the ke'ilu, but it's only a ke'ilu. That's fine. Whatever the lumness of ke'ilu is, at the end of the day, that's mefurish in the Gemara. That through that you're going to get mechila, and through that you're going to get whatever is needed to get. So Avraham Avinu already knew. He had insight to this ke'ilu. He knew about the ke'ilu from the Bris Bein Absarim. And because Avraham Avinu knew about the ke'ilu from the Bris Bein Absarim, so it's for that reason Avraham Avinu knew to say such a tefillah. He said, if there's a musik of a ke'ilu, yehiratzen shetehezu ke'ilu hi asuya bebni, ke'ilu bni shachot, ke'ilu damay zara, ke'ilu bni mufshot, ke'ilu hu nikta v'nasa deshen. So Moshe said a dov niflah. He said, we say in Tachnun, on Mondays and Thursdays. For those that say Tachnun on Mondays and Thursdays. Ana melech hanum verachum. Schor v'habet lebrisbein absarim. V'seiro lefanecha akedas yochel man Yisrael. And at first glance, if you think about it, it's mamash tamur. What sheiches does the brisbein absarim have to do with the akeda? Schor v'habet lebrisbein absarim. What's the connection? So he said it could be that's what the connection is. That by the Brisbane Absarim, it was Nisgala. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram Avinu, what's it going to be? He says, you have nothing to worry about. Go ahead and say Parshas HaKarbonos. And by saying Parshas HaKarbonos, by learning the Karbonos, you'll have the Keilu. If that's the case, it should be a V'seiro L'fanecha Akedas Yochid. Because if you taku were megalotos, you were the one who told us this musig of a neshamu parms vaseinu kaloisa b'teres oyla kilu hikavoyla kaloisa b'teres chatas kilu hikav chatas. That means it's a musig of kilu. So be machshiv what Avram Avinu did by the Akedah. Because even though Avram Avinu didn't bring the Akedah, because the Malach said, Al tishach yodchel anar, val tasle l'umo. But at the same time, he wanted to bring it. And when he brought the ayaluz, he rotzoi shetehizu kilu asuya b'mni. And you showed us by the Brisbane Absarim that there's a musig of Keilu, and being that you showed us by the Brisbane Absarim there's a musig of Keilu, is a chayva breit of Brisbane Absarim. Remember what you taught us by the Brisbane Absarim as a dark Keilu, and if that's the case, then we have a Keilu by the Akedah of a Seirol of an Echa Akedah Siochel Ma Yisrael. He said, it could be that's why when you say Karbonis in the morning, so how do you start Karbonis? You start with the Akedah. Why are you starting with the Akedah? Because the Akedah is the Keilu. So we're starting with the grace of Keilu. Now we're going to go ahead and we're going to read the Parish of Karbonis, that's going to usher in the Keilu. But then he said one beautiful svara. He said it could be the oimik of why this Keilu when it comes to the world. Now again, you find Keilu throughout Shas. But the oimik of why there would be a Keilu by Karbonis is because we know all the Rishonim say that really, what's this idea that a person does an aveir, takes an animal, by being makir this animal on the altar, all of a sudden now you're going to get kapara mechitesi, right? It's a chiddush nifla. Why should it even be that way? So the Rishonim all say in different places the same idea, and that is that really the kavana that a person was supposed to have when he brought an animal on the Mizbeach was he was supposed to think that really I know I'm supposed to go on the Mizbeach, and really I'm the one that's supposed to be the carbon. And b'mokoy mi, right? Zeh chalifasi, zeh tmurasi, zeh kaparasi. This animal is going to be yelech hamisa, v'ani yikonis l'chaim toiv ma'aruch v'shom. That's the kivun, that's the intention, that's what's supposed to be going on in the person's mind. Every single carbon really is a ke'ilu. Because really the bala carbon is supposed to be makriv himself. Narvas, through bringing the carbon, you get this ke'ilu. It's ke'ilu you yourself was hookrap. But really the whole heft of carbonus is ingrace a ke'ilu. So is it a chiddush that I can get the ke'ilu through seder kachem? Is it a chiddush I can get it through libra tayro? Every carbon is really a ke'ilu. Because what really are you supposed to accomplish? You're supposed to accomplish that you're being makriv yourself. Through the animal, it's ke'ilu you yourself are being karev. Okay, so through limud kachem, it's as if I'm bringing the animal, which is going to be ke'ilu I'm doing it. It's a ke'ilu ben benoish al ke'ilu, but the bottom line is the whole kachem is like predicated on a ke'ilu. And if the whole kachem is predicated on a ke'ilu, it's partial why there be a ke'ilu. But either way, just to end, we started, we mentioned from the Chesed Avram, Rabbi Avram Azulai, Seid of the Chidah, the great Makobo. He writes, Sefer Teres Koinam Yesh by Kuf Ayim Beis Prokin, Besoid Ekev Tevois Sheesh Paseres Hadibris. Salulei de Mistafino. Maybe you could say that in Parshas Toldos, when Yaakov and Esav are both born. So the Pasuk said, Vayetze Harishain Admoini Kulei Kaderes Seyar, Vayikru Shemoy Esav. V'achrechen yotza achiv, v'yodoy eichezes ba'akev esav, v'yikrush mo'yakoy v'yitzchok ben shishim shono b'ledes oisam. V'achrechen, the second child that was born was Yaakov. V'yodoy eichezes ba'akev esav, his hand was holding on to the heel of Esav. V'yikrush mo'yakoy v'yitzchok ben shishim shono b'ledes oisam. So over the years we've mentioned many times from Meir Rabbi Rabbi Shuabu Yusel Shlita, a hafeldigger, remez in v'yodoy eichezes ba'akev esav. But maybe you could say, l'fidus, soid, that the Chesed Avram was megalotos, that Torah's koinim is yesh by kufayim beis prokim, and it's besoid ekev. So maybe pshat in the pasuk is as follows: we know that the first base of Mikdash was destroyed by Nebuchadnezzar Melech Bavel, and Nevuzrad and Sarat Tabach. But the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed by the Roman Empire, which Chazal in so many places, Ef Shalafartam Kirabim He, attribute Malchus Roimi to Esav. Esav is the one that gets the credit of destroying the second Beis HaMikdash. And when Esav destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, Esav ganvin from us the ability to bring karbonas, ganvin from us the ability to get kapara. When Yaakov came out of the womb, Yaakov held on to the Ekev of Esav. You know what it means? It's the Kuf Ayin Beis Prokem of Teiras Kayanim. Because Dorich, the Kuf Ayin Beis Prokem of Teiras Kayanim, we can have a Beis HaMikdash. Where's the Beis HaMikdash? I don't know. I was in Eitzral. I saw Kaisel, Rachman, what was going on over there. On the other side, right? So where do you see a Beis HaMikdash? The Teretz is, because wherever they are, it's Ki'ilu they're bringing karbonis, it's Ki'ilu they're doing avoida. Yaakov, who's the mud of Torah, he's like Chezes ba'akev Esav. He chapped on to Esav. Esav, you think you're going to take away from me the Beis HaMikdash? Guess what? When I hold on to Ekev, to the Kufayim Beis Prokem of Torah's Kayanim, well, then he's chapping on to Esav because he's gambling back the Beis HaMikdash that Esav tried destroying. That's the remez. He grabs on to Esav. Esav, you're not getting away with it. And where is it? It's Ba'akev Esav. Akev is Kufayim Beis. Ekev is the soy that the Chesel Avram Ravam Azulay was Megalutas licked in the Kufayim Beis program of Teres Kainim. It could be it's because through the Kufayim Beis program of Teres Kainim, through Limud Kachim, we have a Beis HaMikdash. And everything that Esav tried pulling off by destroying the Beis HaMikdash, it's not something that worked. But either way, this is the, again, it's in Tzveitim, all the Chizik over here in the beginning of Seder Kachim. It's a limud where not only do we attach ourselves to the amud of Torah, but it's a limud where we're attaching ourselves to the amud of Torah avoda as well. Usually, when you learn Torah, so you get Torah, right? There's a musik of Torah sheish b'chesed, someone that's malami Torah. But when it comes to limud kachim, you zoicha to two of the amudim in one shot. This is two for the price of one. You sit down, you learn a black gemara, you were a shutif in the kiyum ha'olam from the standpoint of latching on to the amud of Torah, but also through the amud of avodah.